seated on the water trough, Vestara looked at the body of Dr. Wei. They hadn't found any cloth or flexiplast to wrap him up and give him a little dignified concealment from prying eyes.
So I take it he wasn't working for Abeloth?
Ben made a disgusted face, though Luke could tell his emotion was directed at the situation, not at Vestara.
No. Or if he was, he didn't prove valuable enough to her. But I think he wasn't. He never was.
Luke gave his son a curious look.
How do you figure?
Ben sat down on the trough beside Vestara.
Mayor Snaplons didn't think Wei was the kind of guy who'd mutate Drox to unleash them on the galaxy. Let's assume he was right. So how did all the evidence show that he was doing that?
Well, first, there wasn't that much evidence. Just enough to get us up and running. It might have been planted.
Let's say someone grabs Wei, kills him, flies his body out here in his landspeeder to have an authentic-looking record of the trip on his landspeeder memory. The killer dumps the body and goes back, then backs up the memory. Fiddles with the files, maybe, which is why Cell said they were a mess. And he, the killer I mean, leaves that diagram for us to find.
Luke thought about it. That's why the diagram was hand-drawn. Whoever drew it didn't know how to use the graphics capabilities of Wei's computer. Perhaps any computer, which suggests it was an old-timer. And another one without any artistic ability, printed out the text accompanying the diagram in the first place. He sighed, vexed at himself. That had to be what Snaplon saw but wasn't sure about. I saw it too, and didn't recognize it. There were no other hand-drawn diagrams in all those printouts, just the one that implicated Wei. Vestara nodded glumly.
So they knew we, or at least you, would be coming out here to find Wei, which sets you up for an attack by ship. But they had to know that you'd be taking Snaplon's shuttle. Its electronics began to fail the exact instant we were talking to Koval Station.
So either Snaplons was in on the conspiracy, or he has a habit of lending out his shuttle to important visitors, and the habit was well known. Luke felt as unhappy as Ben and Vestara looked.
Dad, how long do you think it'll take us to repair the shuttle? And how much food and water are aboard?
2 days' rations for one average vigorous human. As for repairs, I don't know. When the sun goes down, we'll go out there and do an evaluation. We can jury-rig some heaters and run them off the shuttle's power. Let's hope the saboteurs left the tools in storage alone. Luke didn't bother adding what the two teenagers doubtless were already aware of. The saboteurs had known what they were doing. Yes, the three of them had survived ship's attack, but they were still stranded out here for who knew how long. This was time the saboteurs could spend productively, maybe harvesting Drox, maybe helping Abeloth subvert the Theran listeners. Maybe both. Something else occurred to him.
Though we do have one communications possibility they might not know about.
Ben perked up.
Which is?
Communing with the Sills.